All right, we're back. Tragos Amargos podcast, a music review. Oh, for sure. We got a great one today, dog. Bernie's in the house.
Yes, sir.
Your boy Jerry G's here, dog. And this is a special one, dog. Let's get to it.
Yes.
This is one of my favorites of all times. Goats of all goats.
Yes, sir.
You know, and what can we say about Juan Gabriel, dog? Hasta que te conocí. Juan Gabriel, bro, for real, I got turned on to him. Yeah.
Emphasis on the turned on.
No pun intended.
We're not going to get through this episode.
I got turned on to Juan Gabriel, honestly, late in life, you know, because I wasn't vibing to his music until in my, I'm going to be honest, like late 20s, bro.
No way.
Yeah. I always thought he was like a señora. You know, old woman, old people. Yeah. Like, he was in my vibe, bro. But then I started listening to his lyrics. Mm-hmm. Then I started getting heartbroken here and there. Stepped on, cheated on, left, you know, dejado, corrido.
Left to dry.
Yeah. And then I started paying attention to what he preaches, bro.
Yeah.
And he is such a beautiful, beautiful writer. And I think we're going to have to talk about, he literally is one of the best composers that we've always ever had in our lifetime, bro.
Yeah, dude.
That's, I think, what we're gonna miss the most about this man, about this beautiful, beautiful man. That he was such a great writer, bro. Like, I mean, everything.
Great artist.
Artist, great man.
Performer.
Great performer.
Fashionista.
Fashionista, yes, for sure. Trendsetter.
Not friend style.
Yeah.
Friend's more of a norm.
T-shirt and jeans.
Dad fashion.
Dad.
You know who turned me on to his music, fool? I gotta say, it was Banda Recodo, way.
Really?
Yeah. So once Julio Preciado started singing all those songs with Banda Recodo, Homenaje a Juan Gabriel. At that time, bro, what year was that? Fool, like, looking
97, 96,
98, fool. Yeah, but I late. At that time, I was still not vibing with Juan Gabriel, dog. And then I listened to Banda Recodo, and then obviously they killed it.
Yep.
Then so then I was like, whoa, who the fuck? I always knew who Juan Gabriel was, but damn, let me pay more attention to this guy.
Yeah.
And that's what got me into Juan Gabriel, dog. Banda Recodo, honoring him and playing his music, fool.
That one album.
Because I love La Diferencia.
Las Costumbres.
All his costumbres, dog. And, you know, it's the...
On and on.
Oh, bro. Like, and so that's what it was for me, dog. That's Juan Gabriel. That's not even his real given name, huh,
no,
fool?
No, it isn't. It's Alberto Aguilera Valadez.
It's not the worst name ever. Alberto.
It's a little long.
Yeah, but it's just artistic name. He got Juan Gabriel from his dad, his name is Gabriel, and Don Juanito, who taught him how to play the guitar or taught him how to play an instrument at an orphanage. So that's where he got the two names.
His life is literally like a soap opera,
yeah,
like a Shakespearean.
It's pretty crazy. It is.
Well, is there literally a soap opera about him right now, or something? There's a show?
Yeah, there's a show called...
Hasta que te conocí.
Hasta que te conocí. That's right.
Ooh, that's a fire ass song too.
Yeah. Where is it on again? Where were we watching?
We're watching it on Prime.
You know what? They're not a sponsor, dude. The fuck is. You know what? Just search engine.
Search engine. Yeah. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah. Nah, for real. Nah, I haven't seen it yet, bro.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
We're trying to catch up on
who
that.
Who plays him? Is it a hot dude?
Nah. It's some guy that looks
He looks nothing like him.
He looks like him.
Oh, he looks like him.
He looks a little like
him. Juan Gabriel was a very good looking guy when he was young.
Yeah.
When he was young, ta carita se le ve.
Carita.
But then he ate a little too many tacos.
Shrimp cocktail.
Yeah.
What do they eat in Juarez or whatever?
Yeah, what do they eat in Juarez? tortillas harina, wey. A lot of flour tortillas, fool.
That's on your side.
A lot of fajitas.
Shit.
Fajitas.
We saw the first two episodes and it's very soap opera-y. It was kind of...
Yeah. It's not no Luis Miguel series, though?
No.
Luis Miguel series, goodness. That's one of the best shows I've ever seen.
You're telling me you're hyped up on that.
Oh, my God,
I think we should do...
I was so upset when it ended, dog. I was like, God, I want more of this. Let's not derail too much, but that was great. But Juan Gabriel, bro.
I'm curious, like, why is it better? Because the Juan Gabriel one is like a straight up soap opera.
Well, I haven't seen the Juan Gabriel one, but you guys don't sound too crazy about it.
No. Because the real story of him is, it's pretty crazy because he was born in Michoacán, but his dad lit his, like, the lands that he was on fire so they could regrow them, right?
Okay.
But the fire got out of control and burned a lot of neighbors. So
no way.
And they put the dad in a manicomio.
No way.
Yeah, dude. And so they had to leave.
Town.
Yeah, they left town. The mom with like five kids, and they went to Juarez to live over there with some lady that they used to work for in Michoacán. So he's originally from Michoacán, but the mom was so busy working, and he was just a bad kid, like a rebel kid, that they had to put him in an orphanage, dude.
Damn.
They put him in an orphanage. So it's
autistic, maybe?
No. I think they got crayons there too. But that's where he was pretty much raised, and like he had no real relationship to his mom or his dad, you know. So it's pretty crazy.
Damn.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, he got the name Don Juanito, the man that taught him how to play the guitar, to like 13. He escaped when he was 13, and he just started living on the streets, dude, of Juarez.
I trip out on people like from Mexico who like from Michoacán, Jalisco, Guadalajara, whatever, DF, who moved to like La Frontera way.
Yeah.
To Juarez. Like, Dick, you're at the goal line, bro. Like, you're right there. Why don't you just take another 10 yards, fool, and you're in the United States.
Yeah.
Like, who does that, fool? Like, I would trip out on...
Maybe they're just trying, but they
like, I've been to TJ, we don't be TJ, and you're talking to people, and they're like, no, yo soy de Sinaloa, yo soy de Morelos, whatever the fuck. And you're like, why, fool? You just met the United States, is right there, bro.
Try.
Like, it's not that easy to...
Yeah, exactly.
If I was
just walk over, dude.
If I was born in Tijuana, dog, every day I would be trying to make it to the United States, fool. That would be my morning ritual every morning, dog. Trying to run across the border every day, fool. Like that a cartoon. Like,
yeah, it should be a cartoon.
Yeah.
It should be like an actual, like, cartoon.
A cool little series, huh?
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of like born in East LA. Remember, like, he was trying to cross and he kept getting caught in different ways?
Yeah.
Like that, fool.
Yeah.
That would be Groundhog Day for me, fool, every day. But I'm just tripping out of why Juarez, dog. It does, like, make no sense to me, dog.
The lady that the mom used to work for moved to Juarez, so the mom went over there because the lady told her, like, hey, I would work for you over here.
Everything that you're hearing, you should take with a grain of salt, because I feel like I've read a bunch of random shit.
Everyone
has,
there's a lot of different stories, different. Yeah, and at the same
urban
time,
legends.
We don't know shit.
Exactly.
Jerry, relax.
We didn't dig too deep.
You could add into this story and say he shot somebody and they had to leave Michoacan. So you could do whatever you want.
We should add to the story, right?
Yeah,
we should
add to it. He was like a drug lord kid.
There you go. He escaped.
He escaped. Yeah.
He was cartels. Like,
he was fucking moving bricks across the border.
Here's my question, dog, off the bat. Was he ever straight? Or he was always gay? Because he has kids, fool.
Well, he has kids, but that doesn't mean...
So does Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
here we go.
You don't have to...
So does Elton John.
You don't have to be straight to have kids.
Elton John. Yeah, it's not something... Jerry thinks he can just put it on as a costume.
Manufacture?
And then take it off.
Water? What do you want?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's obviously a big part of his life that people don't shut the fuck up about.
Like me.
Yeah, but like exactly. How he always said that lo que se ve no se pregunta.
I know, he always says that. Because he never admitted to being gay, fool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm just like, why not? Our gay community needs this.
But at that time, you couldn't be that.
Pero también, he passed away like what, 5 years ago, fool? He could have at least...
No, he passed away what
year? Yeah, it was like 5 years ago. No.
Six.
Yeah,
six.
What I'm trying to tell you is that I just... Amazing to me how he just stuck to, like, dog, I'm not gonna talk about that. That's my private life. Pero le empezaron a salir leaks, leaking out shit of boyfriends
technology and everything. Yeah,
live leaks.
More and more.
How did he? Yeah, fool, it's crazy. How did he keep these guys so quiet? I don't want to get into all this. It doesn't really matter. It's just fascinating to me, dog. But yeah.
I feel like it's part personal shit. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. And then back then, the business would not have allowed to be.
Pero con esa misma razón, güey. With that same train of thought, he was obviously super flaming gay, bro, right? Super, even back in the 70s and 80s, super flaming gay. But people still fuck with him.
Because it's great music, dude.
It's
great music.
Again, yeah, it goes back to like, dude, yeah, I can't talk about it. I can't be out open about it. But yeah, you're showing us that you're fucking like super flaming, which is fine, which is great. I don't have no problem with it. But... Like, if people are still buying your records, people are still buying your records, people are still fucking with you, people are still following you, people are, like, you know, it's like, then just come out.
It's a time, Jerry. Look, Elton John never came out at that time either. Liberace was also loved, but...
Siegfried and Roy.
Yeah, dude, like, come on. You have to talk about that. You have to be in that time to be able to say...
It's easier said than done. Yeah. I feel like it's the personal shit and then the business side. I was actually just looking through all the songs that he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a lot for primarily like women.
For women.
From women artists.
Yeah, from a women's perspective.
Perspective, yeah. Yes. So he used
That's
like...
genius.
That was so dope.
That's genius.
So
to be able to just write for women. And even like Rocío Dulcar,
he pretty much, he made her.
He made
a revamped. Yeah.
He was like, I like you, I'm gonna write music for you.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
That's crazy.
Some of the artists, Lucha Villa, Lola Beltran.
Lucha Villa was pretty cool.
Daniela Romo, Ana Gabriel.
Yeah, Ana Gabriel, that's Rocio, right.
A bunch of other artists I never heard of, but it is interesting. He did Jose Jose, Luis Miguel, a few songs, but nothing like his collaborations with women. So that's definitely something interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting, fool.
He kind of used it as like a mouthpiece for something for his feminine side more.
Speak for me. Yeah, pobrecito, way. It must suck to live that way.
Hell,
you know?
Yeah, dude.
I'm just, you know, I've always said it with the American wannabes. I'm just so like fascinated with, you know, homosexuality of how they live, way. Me da una lástima, way, que la gente they go through a lot, fool. They go through a lot, and but yet they're all about it, bro. They're still all about it, like, you know, fuck it.
Hell yeah, dude. And yeah, exactly. Like friend was saying, in the 60s, 70s, Mexico, dude, fuck that. And like I can't imagine what that fool had to go through. Oh, yeah. But that being said, let's listen to a little bit of that interview just to get y'all's reaction real quick.
Cool. Historiador mexicano comentando sobre su sexualidad dice que rompió las barreras sexuales en el escenario porque explora el lado femenino. ¿Qué opinión le merece este comentario?
El arte es femenino, eso es lo que puedo yo exteriorizar. ¿No?
El arte es femenino, no hay un arte masculino. ¿O no es de los dos?
Pues puede ser, pues yo sé, yo siempre he visto que el arte es femenino. Y mire, si usted es guapo y está joven y está divino, pues siempre van a decir eso, ¿no? Que usted es gay. Sí.
I think this one, like,
I get that a lot too, dog.
This is one of the, like, the first interviews that they really
dicen que es gay. Juan Gabriel es gay.
It's right here.
Wait, what happened? What did you say?
That they really pressed
him. Oh, they started pressing him? Okay.
Yeah. They ask this right here. They ask him outright.
He's gay. Juan Gabriel es gay.
¿A usted le interesa mucho?
Yo pregunto.
Pues yo le respondo con otra pregunta.
Dígame.
Dicen que lo que se ve no se pregunta, mijo.
Nice.
Le respondo.
Yeah, that's very famous quote of his.
Dígame.
This fucking Primer Impacto douchebag. Oh,
yeah. I remember his interview. I remember his interview.
Yeah, because it was a big thing. Everybody,
yeah, like, it was a big thing. It was like him coming out of the closet almost.
Yeah, that was
like
a,
he just.
That's like the Mexican way. The Mexican way of coming out of the
closet. The commercial, the teaser.
No, but you're right. It's a Mexican way of coming out of the closet, like saying it without saying it, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this was in 2000. Yeah. So this was, he was already like 60 years old. No, I'm sorry. Like 50 years old at this
point. I remember being like, man, dude, I was like probably 5 years old, fool. Chiquito, way. I still lived on 57th Street at the time because I moved from 57th Street apartments to 58th Street.
I was insane.
Around five That's or six right. years old. And I remember.
Hood check.
Yeah. So I lived in a bunch of apartments. You know, apartments in Santa Yahweh. I live in apartments. And then, había un señor. That
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, basically
make dresses.
Yeah, fool. Yeah. But I remember being little, very small, where my mom, like, would my mom and my sister. I have sisters, older sisters. So my mom would take my sisters and me, of course, take us over to his house. And I remember this very flamboyant man just come out of his. You know, we would go to his apartment complex. En la sala y se sentaba y se cruzaba las piernas y como quiere y como van a querer. He reminds me of Juan Gabriel so much, like his, just like his, I don't know, just style, his look, his style, his flamboyancy. And I'll just be fascinated by him. But me being 5'6", I had no idea what the hell is going on. Was that a man? Is that a woman? I have no idea, dog. And till later I fucking realized that was a fucking man, bro. But he was like so, like, you know, just it was flamboyant. It was amazing, dog.
Yeah,
he could have. I don't know. I'm surprised he didn't turn me into a gay person right there, though.
That's not how it works.
I could have been like, he bro, touched you.
Boom.
I want to be that. Yeah. I want to be that right there, man.
That happened later in life.
That happened. Yeah. It comes and goes.
Your fascination.
It comes and goes. That's crazy. Lo que se ve, no se.
No. Yeah.
No. Lo que se ve, no se pregunta.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the.
It's like if it looks like a duck, it walks like a duck, then maybe it's
and
a
maybe
duck.
It is a duck. Dog.
Yeah, it's just so bizarre. Mexican culture is very hilarious and bizarre.
I like how he's pressing them, and the more he presses them, the gayer he's sounding.
Yeah.
Like, it is gay. ¿Cómo? Te estoy preguntando. Ay, no.
Estás preguntando.
¿Y cómo quiere? He just gets gayer and gayer. Like, fool, come on, dog. Just fucking, you're saying it, dog. Come on.
I feel like he's.
You're right there. You're like at Juarez.
He's shitting the He's shitting on the interviewer, I feel like, a little bit.
Yeah, he's being sarcastic. He's fucking with him. And dude, he's a dope person, man. The clothes I ever got, I never saw him perform live ever. Damn. But like, shit, like 15 years ago, maybe a long time ago, fool. He was at the Anaheim Pond and for Mother's Day weekend or something like that. And so I bought two tickets for my mom and my dad, right, to go for Mother's Day. My dad was like, no quiero ir. I was like, pinche joto, my dad. Right? My dad.
Now it makes sense.
But my dad, like, the low key does like him, but he just doesn't like to say it out loud, fool. Right?
Of course. Yeah.
And there's a lot of people like that.
So my mom didn't. So then I was going to go with my mom. I go, I'll go. Fuck, it's my chance, dog. Right? But then it just so happens that an aunt was visiting here from Mexico at that time. And so, you know, she was away from her kids for Mother's Day. And so I ended up giving it to her, and my mom and my aunt went. It's like I took them and I picked them up like fucking teenagers. I dropped them off and picked them up. And I was like, fuck, I wish I could have gone, fool. And then, but my mom came out. My mom's a huge Juan Gabriel fan. And so she came out and she was like, my mom was like, it was great. No más que las pinches gentes in front of us, they kept standing up on every song. Like, you know, old ladies, old ladies are just fucking like sitting down and shit. Like,
yeah.
And so the people were just like jumping and fucking lap, like in front of him, que casi no podía mirar.
I saw him a couple times. I saw actually his, I don't know if it's his last concert last concert.
Yeah,
I took my sister, mom.
At the Staples.
Yeah, dude. No. The last one was at the Forum. It was at the Forum, I remember. Mm. And yeah, dude, it was crazy. Like, he wasn't good because he was pretty.
His voice was good.
No. Voice great, everything. But he would sit down and he had his high chair and he would just be like singing songs and drinking wine and singing. And it's like, oh, dude, he's not putting the show, the dance and everything. But it was still good, dude. It was still Juan
Gabriel. That's G status.
Yeah. But he had his nice big chair and he would just sit on it.
He's taking some pretty hard falls too.
Yeah.
Is that right?
On stage. Yeah, there's like shit on YouTube and stuff of him falling full pretty hard, bro. Yeah. Like he falls off the stage.
He probably just got like drunk as hell.
Yeah, drunk as hell. Take some missteps. It's happened more than once, I believe.
Yeah. I remember he had a big concert at the Rose Bowl. About 70,000 people.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I've seen the footage on YouTube.
And,
like the 90s.
Yeah, my mom really wanted to go to that, but we didn't end up going.
So that was that concert? I saw the footage on YouTube one time, fool, and was that just him? It felt like it was
No. It was a Juan Gabriel concert. That was when he was at his prime. Like,
oh, shit. And like 70,000 people.
70,000. Yeah, he didn't sell it out, but you get the Rose Bowl like that. Come on.
Yeah.
He had a great little run, dude.
What I think about him never crossing over into English.
So I was reading the quotes of that.
Let me read it real quick. Real quick. American music. This is obviously translated from some.
So it says, he did not cross over to English purposely. So he was obviously offered some.
I'm sure at some point he was such a mega star in Mexico. Yeah. Obviously, people want to start.
All right. What do you say, Sammy?
So the quote is American music. This is Juan Gabriel saying this. American music has infiltrated the entire world enough as it is. Mexican music must be defended with vigilance. My thoughts, my feelings, my spirit, they are all in Spanish. My record company has done nothing for me. They haven't hurt me, but they haven't helped me either. They benefit from my talent and hard work. I don't need them. Yeah. It's the other way around, and my contract with them is in Spanish. They say fame is important and that maintaining your fame is even more important. But to me, the most important thing is to deserve the respect of your fans. Dude.
Great.
Which is funny that he said that all is in English.
Wow.
Now this is from
obviously translated, right?
Yeah,
that's Sammy translated.
That's some deep ass shit right
it's
there.
It's true though.
Deep shit.
He later on in his life he started realizing how much people were taking advantage of him. He even went to jail, dude, because
what?
He wasn't paying his taxes.
I didn't know about that.
He went to jail because
he
didn't pay his taxes.
I remember he was in trouble for it. Yeah. I don't know if he ever went to jail for it.
Yeah, but like not too
long. Oh, he must have enjoyed it.
Shortly, probably.
He must have had a great time in there.
God damn.
Hey.
Yeah. Where's the buttons?
It's a joke.
He wore those buttons out already in the last one.
It's a joke. Not for real. Yeah, for real. He really went to jail?
Yeah, he went to jail. I don't remember exactly. But, let me see.
This is not what I sabía,
wey. Yeah, he went to jail.
He went to jail when he was like a teenager.
Early on too,
because he was accused of
he was accused
in Mexico.
So he was invited to a party. This is again another tall tale or whatever, or you get your information how you want it. But this is the way I'm gonna tell it.
Tall tales.
He was invited to a party.
Straight facts.
An industry party or whatever, and he went in there, and somebody accused him of stealing something. A person from the house accused him, and he didn't steal it. And they had pretty much a lot of power, those people, and they blamed it on him, you know. Or somebody that stole it blamed him for it.
Okay.
So he went to jail for that. and he was stuck in there for a while.
This when he was young.
This was when he was famous. Young. And in jail, he would write songs or he would play songs.
Oh, Mr. Tupac himself?
Yeah. No, original Tupac.
I ain't a killer, but don't kill me.
He had the thug life tattoo.
Yeah. I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy that is getting pussy. Basically, anything is better than getting pussy at this point. All right, go ahead.
And in there, he would play music and everybody would like his stuff, obviously. So he would have his own time. And one of the jail...
Oh, yeah, I love this stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, all the one of the jailers was related to somebody that was in the music industry.
No shit.
Yeah, so that's how they were able to get him out. Because no he wrote shit. Music for that lady or that guy's husband, I mean, wife.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so he was able to get out that way.
He does have a fascinating life, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Fascinating. They're just not saying it. I don't think they're doing it right. I don't know. Again, you guys don't seem so crazy
it's
about not, this thing.
It's whack.
I want to check it out. No, I want to see it for myself. But you guys don't like...
It prolonged. It's just very long. It should have been shorter.
For shit like that, I always prefer documentaries. It's like a dope-ass documentary.
Yeah. Yo me pongo pesado porque Luis Miguel was just... Banger from the get, bro.
No, yeah, yeah. They have you stuck.
Yeah, you're like stuck. It's like, holy shit, what's going on? Oh my God, what's going to happen next?
And what they do what they do really good in Luis Miguel is they travel from time to time.
Yeah, the time
Time lapses, they do 1980, 1984, and then they go back to 75. And
yeah, it's like, 1993, present time.
Yeah, exactly.
This one's slow as fuck.
Yeah, it's like, this one's just talking about his
right
childhood.
Right from the beginning,
The whole father thing that I summed up in 10 seconds, they did two episodes of,
It's yeah, like, dude. Just exactly.
Way long.
He's not even born. It's episode two, he hasn't even been born.
They're showing fucking his mom being a hoe, that's pretty much it.
Oh, for sure. I'm done with that. I'm done with that.
Yeah, they like make love in like a fucking field and shit. So
oh, for sure. You probably like now they're making the making of Juan Gabriel.
The making of Juan Gabriel. Season one.
No, it's
in the field.
Another thing that's really funny about those fucking shows in Mexico is that all the actors are hella white. So it's like the
dad has green eyes. Yeah, and he's like super.
I was kind of joking, but he kind of does look like Clayton Kershaw.
The actor looks like
Juan Gabriel's dad. Looks like fucking
Clayton Kershaw. Yeah.
Anyway, so okay, he didn't cross over, and we didn't really finish that.
That's pretty interesting that he actually had a statement about it, and that was obviously something that was probably in the plans that he probably said, "Nah, fuck that shit, dog." Imagine him writing English music, maybe not performing it, but just writing English music.
I think it would write and somebody would translate it for him, but.
I think talking about and it doesn't carry over full. I don't know, because he kind of spoke English a little bit, in his own broken fucking English way.
What do you think is like his golden era? Does he have one?
I would say 90s, can no way?
Yeah, or 80s. 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 80s.
80s or 90s?
80s.
Because I know he started in the 70s, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to think like what he would have, at what point could he have crossed over and what would he have done? Which is like,
as far as crossing over, like, I could see it happen in the 90s. Right?
Yeah.
Like a 90s era. But he was famous obviously in the
80s. So I'm trying to think of like pop music in the 80s, 90s in America.
Yeah. He
probably would have done fine.
World shit for Selena, fool.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Things like that, bro. Imagine. Damn. No, that's another universe. In the multi universe, that is going on right now.
She was also super religious, so who knows if she had.
Oh, nah. She was pro gay. For sure.
Yeah, because that's another really dope thing about him is that he writes a lot of different genres within Mexican music, like rancheras and norteñas. Even he fucking does. I feel like he did it more. He wrote for different types of genres, which is
he's all over the place. Yeah, definitely
pretty impressive. Mariachi and.
But a lot of his songs are about being like lonely or like loneliness, right?
Yeah.
And I feel that that's who he really is as a person. Even though he had money, fame, and everything, he was really a lonely person.
Well, that's what happens when you're in the closet, bro. Like, I'm not trying to joke, but I'm sure that's part of a difficult time, For him. He can't be himself openly.
Yeah, true.
So you guys, trust me, I know.
This is why Jerry is the way he is.
That's why I don't leave money in the park.
I was trying. It's I was hard. Trying to get it out of Jerry.
So he has 6 kids, bro. That's a lot for a person who does not like women.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Who's not into
again, you can't say that as fact that he didn't like women,
I'm talking about like sexually.
Even then.
All right. No, you're right.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm trying to say is like, I feel like he lived a different, like he's not like a regular person like us or like even other celebrities. He's just like a super fucking dope ass artist and he lived outside of like society norms.
Oh, you're right.
So
ahead of his time too.
Yeah,
For sure.
Yeah. So
way,
I mean, he
way ahead of his time.
So who knows? He probably wanted to have a family, and he can't really have like a traditional one. But he had kids and shit. So
he wanted kids. Obviously, he loved kids. So he has. I see here he has like 6 kids, 4 from one lady.
Yes,
a homie.
Yeah.
Now that's friends with benefits. That's what I'm talking about.
Four kids.
All right, and then he had another. He had 2 others, one each from the maids.
It looks like that's what
that
I was able to find.
Awesome food.
So he has 2. The fucking this is the shitty thing about being a celebrity. After he died, apparently, Primer Impacto, of course,
released all this information.
The TMZ of Mexico.
Yes.
Probably more like the fucking what are those shitty Enquirer?
Enquirer.
They've basically found 2 more sons that Juan Gabriel had, and apparently they were with the maids or the domestic workers. So
nice.
So you know he's doing his thing, Arnold style.
For sure.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. So
yeah, dude, Arnold's kid looks exactly like him from the maid.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Dude.
Is she like a Guatemalteca or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hilarious. Well, she's not even hot.
No, she looks like a.
He was just horny.
What the heck, right?
It just shows the relationship he had with his wife. For him to fucking dig that low, that it's just here, you know.
Dig that low. Ouch. Shout out to all Guatemala. No, but like, physically, like, she didn't look all that. You say, right?
Yeah,
like,
no. This was a señora.
Damn. Damn, well, that's a trip, dog. I mean, we're talking about fucking Commando, bro. We're talking about Terminator, bro. We're talking about Mr. Universe, fool.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Damn. That's crazy. I know, I remember they showed a picture of her. So I was like, yikes.
That's dope.
I think I saw Lady La Boom.
They turned on the light to La Boom, finally.
Yeah, for real. We're fucking around, guys. But yeah, for 6 kids, dog. Anything that we should know about these kids, dog, that they're up to? Nada?
Nah. One of them passed away, apparently.
No manches.
Or it might have been one of his grandkids or something. But yeah, I mean, his private life is hard to comment on just because, you know, I feel like he did a...
It is, dog. Yeah, we're just fucking around, dog, having fun with it. But I mean, me vale madre, güey, todo eso. I love just his music in general. Like, his voice, you know, his voice wasn't the same later in life, but early in life, bro, my God, dog, he had the dopest fucking voice, dog. And it's like, man.
Yeah, let's get into, we're about like at 30 minutes. Let's get into
some of the tracks.
I like this other quote you guys put right here, fool, about making music as a way to thank God. What is that about?
It's just a quote I found, if you want to read it or...
You're a better reader than I am, though.
Okay, it's a quote I found, just a random quote. Making music is a way to thank God. For others, it's a way to thank nature. It's universal. And to make it, you have to be fully alive. I do my best to do that. I enjoy every moment because I believe that once we die, that's it. We're not coming back. Lovers come back. Styles come back. But time, it never comes back.
Lovers come back? So you're telling me there's a chance? Oh, for sure.
Actually, that made me think, like, you're saying that he probably had to, like, be in the closet and he couldn't be fully out. But here he's saying that you have to be fully alive. And presumably he was fully alive. You know, he was living his life in his own way. Obviously he had a lot of constraints, a lot of fucking criticism. People were always shitting on him. Dudes or the Mexico still is. And back then, obviously very homophobic and shit. So mm-hmm. I think he found a way to live. And I mean, it sounds like he's basically saying that music was his, like, you know, way of communicating this feeling. And, I think he was fucking super successful at it.
Hell yeah.
And a lot better than a lot of other artists, are able to achieve.
Yeah, I feel like with his music, it feels so natural, like just easily, like simple words, and it's like, damn, how did you not come up? Like, how did this not somebody else not write so much stuff so good?
Yeah, yeah,
no, you know, because it's so simple and it talks about a lot of stuff that everybody goes through.
Yep.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man, that's a good way of putting it. That it was very simple, but also super like poetic and just
very simple, easy to follow music.
Yeah.
Fun, the beats, the chords, the everything, the instrumentals.
I had a coworker who was trying to learn Spanish, and I gave him the CD, like a collection CD of Juan Gabriel, and this man was like, "What the hell is this? This is so good!" And he's like, "I could listen to this and actually pay attention to it because it's not fast." Mm-hmm. I could actually hear the words and I understand it because I'm learning Spanish. And he's like, this guy's really good. And I'm like, oh, yeah, he's really good. I go, he's like, he's our Elton John. He's our, you know, whatever, our biggest artist, like one of our biggest artists.
Our Lil Nas X.
Nice. Nice.
Shit, I mean, that's kind of a joke, but now Lil Nas X is very out and shit and not.
Thanks to Juan Gabriel.
Probably, yeah. Other gay queer artists. But there's obviously complete difference because Lil Nas X like is so. I mean, he plays with it too, but I feel like he's definitely out as opposed to the shit that was going on like 30.
They say it's a gimmick for Lil Nas X, fool.
No.
Nah. Maybe. I mean, maybe he uses it to his advantage like crazy.
Yeah.
But nah, I don't know if it's a gimmick. But then again, who knows? Scientists don't even know.
Yeah, my shit could be a gimmick, huh? Yeah,
exactly.
Very true.
Jerry actually talks like Dwight Schrute when he's off camera. All right, Jerry. Top five.
I've been adding new songs to my list. Yeah, I know. But I was looking at your list and I didn't see these songs. So let's just put them. I just want to make sure we touch on them later. But for sure, my top five, without a doubt, Doc. My favorite song from him that I can listen to anywhere, anytime, is Por Qué Me Haces Llorar, the one you were playing earlier, fool. Yep. And this song is a great song. It's one of his later songs, fool. I'm pretty sure like a 2008 or something, fool. This song really captivated me when he sang it live somewhere on some TV show. I want to say like Sábado Gigante, way. It's one of those shows. He sang it on a variety show, right? And when he dropped it, and I love how it's on YouTube, I believe, fool. And I love how he sings this song, fool. He's so passionate, right? He sells it so great. Where he comes out, he's singing it live. He has his mariachi behind him, fool, right? He's basically finishing off the set, whatever songs he's singing. He has a cup of wine, right? Filled up, white wine or red, I forget, I think it was white. He has white wine, a big ass cup like this, right? And he's singing, fool, and he's singing, and he's got the wine is splattering, shit, right? It's splattering. He's drinking, he's splattering, bro. And towards the end of the song, as the song is ending, he's finishing the last bars, he just starts throwing the fucking wine at people, at the audience, fool. Like, just like that, fool. But you just like, pero con una pasión, wey, you're like, fuck yeah, bro. Like, he feels like he's gonna, he sees like, he looks like he's gonna cry, bro. Like, because that's what the song says.
You're about to start crying, dude.
Yeah. Porque es lo que dice la canción, wey, like, again, the lyrics of this song, very simple.
Very.
Very easy, fool. Like, dude, listen. Mon amor, ¿por qué me haces llorar? Si alguien burlas de mí, si siempre estoy muy bien, que yo no sé decir, yo me voy a emborrachar para no saber de ti. Sepa todo el mundo que no me emborraché. Por ti. He's like, man, he's telling her like, why are you doing this to me? You know, I'm not good like that. You know, I never cried before. I've never suffered like this. Why do you want to hurt me so bad, dog? So listen, you win. I give in. I'm going to get drunk as fuck. I'm going to let the whole world know that I'm getting drunk for the first time. And it's for you, over you. For you.
Yeah.
I'm doing this for you. And it's like, yo nunca había llorado. I've never cried for a girl before, ever.
Y menos por amor.
Y menos por amor. Oh, yeah. I've never cried. And much less for a love.
Yeah.
Because that's how I feel like that, fool. Like, I'm not a crier, dog. I'm not a crier, fool. I've cried like 3 times in my life, fool. All right? Once was getting spanked when I was born. All right? Bro, I'm not a crier, dog. I'm not a crier, dog. But, like, I get that. That's what connects with me, dog. Like, I get it. He's trying to, like build this person up. Yeah. Right? He's trying to build this person up like that. That's not who I am. But you've broken me down, dog. Mm-hmm. You've broken me down. And look at me. Look where I'm at now. I'm fucking drinking for you. Like, he's like admitting to, like, you got me, bitch, you got me.
Okay, run through them first, and then we'll, we can go back. Yeah, yeah. So,
¿por qué pero qué necesidad? La diferencia? A little callback?
Yes.
From the Vicente Fernandez era, he wrote this song.
Yes,
I believe original. Vicente sings it better, but he sings it really well, too.
No,
he sings
it really good. This is, like we said, Vicente has that emotion, but I think the voice in this one, the cracking in his voice... The cracking in his voice at the end, like how we said last time. Juan Gabriel nails it for me.
He nails it too.
For me, he nails it.
Yep.
This one brings the tear out of your eye.
Right, the Vicente one. Siempre en mi mente, bro. Tú estás... Insensible.
Which was that one? Okay. Not a great banger, but yeah.
Yeah, I just like it. It's good. That one. Super GAY right here, dog. Basically, he's lying to himself in that song. He's lying to himself. Like, fool, if you think I'm going to be hurting for you and crying for you, shit, you got something else going on. And then he just breaks down, fool.
Yeah.
And then later, I'm just like, yeah, I'm fucking dying for you.
That's intense.
I love it, dog. I love that, dog. It's so dope.
You have more than five, but just which other ones?
Oh, the ones I got real quick. Te lo pido, por favor. These are songs that you sang with Banda Recodo.
That's mine.
It's in there? Okay.
I wrote it on my top five.
La Diferencia y Si Quieres, dog.
Si Quieres.
Te doy mi vida.
That one went to the cold.
Bro, that one's cool, dog. Because God. Si Quieres is more basically telling her, like, yo, man, I could give you everything you want. Even if you don't love me, like, in return, I'll still do everything for you until hopefully one day
you come around. Like, I give you my life.
Yeah.
I give you my life.
Si Quieres. Te doy mi vida.
Simp. That's a simp, I think.
No, it's a great, great song. And for me, Julio Preciado and how Recodo interpret this song.
Love Julio Preciado.
If you get a chance and hear the, of course, the Juan Gabriel version, but Banda Recodo with Julio Preciado.
Nails it, bro.
That album for me is like...
Yes, the best album.
Yeah, one of the best albums.
Yes.
Abrázame Muy Fuerte. Which, you know why?
Like
you know why? You know why? You know why?
I got so sick of that song. No, because of
la novela. No, novela.
But that's what I didn't like about it. I was over it. Like, no, that shit.
Because of novela. Yeah, because of the novela.
Every day.
Yes. Ooh. Oh, I would watch the novela with my mom. That's why I would hear it.
Like, the song is so good, though.
Yeah, dude. That's my least favorite novela song ever.
Hold on. Just real quick. I want to read the plot to the novela. Okay. Cristina is a sweet young woman loved by everyone at the Platanal, a beautiful property whose owner is Severino Alvarez, her father, who is a man of the field and of strong character. Diego works there as a foreman. He is a strong and handsome man, and he's also in love with Cristina, the daughter. Cristina returns Diego's feelings, and they sleep together. Later on, when the dad finds out Cristina is in love with Diego and that they made love, he tries to kill her, but spares Cristina when she tells him that he is pregnant.
Ooh.
When she's pregnant.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't remember the whole thing, the whole novella, but I remember it always came out, and I was like, oh, this is great. This song's great.
So that's why you don't like it, Jerry?
Cause yeah, every day was played.
The song is incredible. Like what?
I just got an overdose of it. To be honest with you, dog.
Fuck.
Overdose. And then after a while, I would hear the song and it would just irk me. Like, ugh, oh god, dog. Like it's just overdose. Bro. too much.
He probably got paid the fuck out though.
Yeah.
This is a good karaoke song, one.
Do you know what? When he died, I remember this song also. When he died, play it. Keep playing it. Cause it
sounds like a novela anthem. That's the problem with
and
it.
And they had him. Not him. They had what are those people an impersonator singing this song the day that he was dying, and he's singing it, and in the middle of the song the guy stops and like he can't sing anymore. He's like crying, dude, hard, because he's realizing the person that he's been living his life as is no longer here, and you could see it, like he's like he just breaks through, and then one of the hosts goes and hugs him and everything, and you can still hear the instrumental, but you're like, holy shit, like it's a breakdown. It was like, oh man,
that's great. Go, all right, the other ones, Fern, and then we can go back to that.
Se Me Olvidó Otra Vez, that one's for me, it's awesome, because he's writing about how much he loves somebody, then he realizes like, oh, I'm the only one that loved you, you didn't love me, you know. It's very, again, it's very simple, very
Se Me Olvidó
great.
Otra Vez is dope one.
Se Me Olvidó Otra Vez.
It's a dope one, yeah.
Inocente Pobre Amigo.
Like that one a lot.
Love this fucking song. Yeah. Love this song. It's pretty much telling his old lover, you know, that the guy that you are with, I knew you were with him already. I knew you what you're doing, but I just didn't want any more problems. I'm cool.
And you're playing
him,
bro.
Yeah, yeah,
like, isn't it like you're playing that guy, no?
Yeah. And then,
like, poor guy.
Yeah, poor guy. And then at the end, it's sort of like, it says, what he has, a mí me sobra. You know, like, whatever you think he has more than me, a mí me sobra lo que él tiene.
Apparently, that was written for Lucha Villa, and then he basically released it like a year later.
Dope.
So I wonder how they kind of Jerry's asking. And
no, because he does a lot of songs. He does the him and her just for the women. He just switches off.
Yeah.
Really good. Te Sigo Amando, another novela song, which is really good. I think the name
of... I think I'm done with the novela songs. That's why I think it's just, yeah, it's just too much for me, fool. I don't like that song.
Yeah. This, and the next one for me, it's cool for me because this actually was another song inside of a song. Because he has an 8-minute song. I forgot the name of it off the top of my head. But the next song is Yo No Vivo Por Vivir.
That's a jam.
That's a great song. That was actually the hook of that 8-minute song. And they just took that out. And they made it into a song. It's a duet with, what's her name? Natalia La
something. Oh, she's badass.
Yeah, she's
Natalia's dope.
Yeah.
La Forcada, yeah.
Yeah, she's fucking badass.
And
like, I would like to do an episode about her, but I don't know enough about her. Mm. I just know like she has like 3-4 songs that I've heard that are fucking fire.
Yeah.
But I don't know how else she's, what else she does.
And my last one, of course, is Jerry Reddick. Te Lo Pido Por Favor.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Nice. That's a jam. And obviously, honorable mentions, of course, is Amor Eterno, bro.
Amor Eterno.
And Noah Noah, bro, of course. That's the gayest song ever. But it's the fucking funnest song ever.
It's crazy.
Such a
dumb
song.
Yeah. It is a club in Juarez.
Is it still around?
No, I don't think so. No. And like, you would have capitalized off of this hardcore, right? Yeah, exactly.
Just franchise that bitch.
Exactly, dude.
Seriously, how they fucked that up?
How the guy fucked that up. Yeah, exactly.
Querida, of course, doc. Querida.
Yes. Play something, God, Sammy. Doc. Play something.
Okay, wait. Yes, sorry. Let's get in the mood. Do you want to go over a specific one, Jerry, real quick?
Oh, shit. Let me see here.
Porque me haces llorar, maybe? Or we already went through that.
Yeah, we already did that one, dog. Yeah. I mean, si quieres. I like si quieres, bro.
Si quieres.
Yeah, si quieres. Damn. Damn. The lyrics of this one, fool.
All right, walk us through this a little bit, Jerry. What's the rundown? Why does it make you feel the things that you feel when you hear this?
I'm going to translate it, fool. Is that okay? So yeah. People can understand, fool.
Let's do it.
If you want me, I can stay here forever. For your whole life. Until I die. If you want, I can help you. I can help you find a way for you to love me. Obviously, she doesn't love him as much as he loves her.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. A little more. And a little more. I'll stay here my whole entire life, always with you, next to you. Don't believe anything else, dude. Don't believe this is a lie. This is true of what I tell you.
He's a simp.
Yep. Porque mi vida es mentira. Lo que te digo. I'm telling you the truth, girl. I'm not lying, dog. I don't give a shit if you don't love me back. I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna make you love me. I'm gonna help you love me.
Damn, I guess he did have a little bit of toxic masculinity.
Hell yeah.
In him.
All you have to say is yes.
It's that simple, huh?
Yep.
It's that simple to just say.
Enamorado.
Hit the high note, Jerry. Hit the high note, Jerry.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm sorry to the listeners.
Yes.
There's maybe,
yeah, bro, I can't say for like, shit, bro.
Fast forward like 10
never
seconds.
Never been a gift of mine, though. It is. Accept that. If you want to accept,
if you want
my fucking deal,
you don't have to say yes. No necesitas decir.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to say yes. Just
kiss me, yeah. Girl,
I have a gun.
No, just kidding. Yeah, exactly.
Just kiss me. And I'll show you how fucking crazy I am about you.
I'm not afraid to use it. I will murder a bitch. But now, Jeremy.
What about pero qué necesidad? Fool, ya, pero qué necesidad? Pero qué necesidad?
Para qué tanto problemas? All right, let's switch it up.
This is so pop to me.
This
is way pop.
This is like Sade or something.
Put the Natalia song on. I think that one's a banger. Ya no vivo por vivir.
Ya no, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Is it, right. Yo no nací para amar? No. Which one? He has a dope voice, fool. He's like, just dropping bars on your ass, fool. What?
I feel like a rapper could have
for real,
hit some bars on this.
It is like a hook, something like Aquit or something. Right? ¿De dónde estamos aquí? En California, te quiero mucho más. Es de cierto, mujer. They're like, well, then he goes like, damn, pero qué necesidad. They're like, En la noche no duermo pensando en tu vida.
Damn, dude, you actually know the lyrics. I don't know them. Did you fuck with Aquin, Jay?
I love Aquin, yes, bro. Did. We should do a whole episode on Aquin, dog. Oh my God. Yes.
It'll be a 5-minute episode.
That would be a 3-part fucking series. Nice. I love their first album, bro.
I've never listened to them.
Shut up.
I heard the songs, yes. And I saw all the videos with the matching jerseys and gloves. Yeah, bro. Yes, I saw it, but never.
I keep running into those fools too, dog. I've run into those fools like 3-4 times at airports.
Really?
Yeah.
They're still wearing the gloves.
We're on the same tour guide shit, dog. We're doing the fucking Rifle Colorados and shit. We're doing the fucking Las Cruces, New Mexico tours. Fuck, dog. We're fucking doing Del Rio, Texas. This is another one he wrote for Rocío Dulca. Rocío Dulca sings this song. And they did actually a duet together.
You know what song I fucking love? Así Fue.
You know, oh, wait, hell yeah, play bro. That's a fucking fire ass song, fool.
Oh, my God. Así Fue is a fucking banger, dude.
Damn, y'all didn't put it on the list.
No, it's okay.
I know. You there's so many of this, fool, dog. It's but, Así with a H-A-C-I.
Yeah, A-S-I-F-U-E. Así Fue. This song, fuck, dude. And I think he wrote it for somebody else, to another female. And this is pretty like much... Just, it's pretty much a I guess a lover telling their old lover, like, hey,
this is how it went down.
I'm with somebody now, kind of shit, you know. But I could teach you how to forget about me. We could be friends, but I love him.
There you go.
And like, I forgot about you. Like, we're done. But I could teach you how to forget, like, we, as friends.
Basically, he's over somebody.
Yeah.
Perdona si te hago llorar. That's right.
Great fucking song.
I'm sorry if I made you suffer and cry.
I think those are applause for you.
Gracias.
Good job, Jerry.
Pero es que no está en mis manos.
Yeah, because I think he left.
Pero es que no está en mis manos. Me enamorado. He's in love. I found a new love, dog. Yeah. But the thing is, this is where you don't appreciate women. Is that he's telling her to her face.
Yeah.
He's telling this to her, look, I'm over you. I found a new love. I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do. I've hurt you. I've made you cry. But listen, I'm here to tell you that I've moved on. And I'm moving on. And you should do the same.
Yeah.
I have someone else. I can help you. I can help you heal if you want me to. Yeah. I can stick around.
And be your friend.
I can make it easy for you. I can friend zone the shit out of you if you want.
I don't think that works, though, dude.
It doesn't work, fool.
It doesn't work.
I put myself in those shoes, dog. I put myself on that side. I would never want a girl to tell me that shit, dog. Yeah, I've had girls tell me that shit. Yeah. I've had a girl tell me, like... I go back to this one girl I really fucking was into, right? I was really into her. But she was never over her ex, fool.
Yeah.
So she kept going back to her ex, dog. Right? And we're in a long-distance relationship, so it was very hard for us to keep this shit going.
Yeah.
Already. So she had her ex, boo, down the street. Right? In the name city.
Yeah.
And that fool's a jerk. He was an asshole. So she wanted to get like she wanted to move on from that guy.
Yeah.
She found me. She was vibing me hard. We were vibing each other in the beginning, super dope. She's like, yo, this you're great, this is awesome. But you live in LA, I live here. And so what I'm trying to tell you is that
I live in Rifle.
She would go back to this fool. She would go back to him and she would tell me, like, hey dude, like This guy called me.
Yeah.
No, like he called me. We're talking again. You know, whatever girls say to make you fucking feel better than they fucked, right? Oh, they had sex. Whatever it is to make you feel nicer. She's like, he came around. You know, we hung out. We talked. I just want to let you know. I'm sorry. I'm going to go back, but I'm going to give him another chance. She's telling me this, dog.
Yeah.
You know? And she does tell me the old, we can still be friends. I can't, dog. Yeah, I can. I'm like, of course not. I'm not going to. Yeah. That's a hell motherfucking no. Now, that's on my end. You know, does it work the other way around?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, right?
No.
Women are not down with that shit either,
no,
right?
No, of course not.
Will and Jada.
Yeah. Maybe they made it work.
That entanglement is totally different than this.
We're talking regular people, poor people.
Poor people problem. Yeah. Así fue.
Así fue.
It's what it is, bro. It is what it is. It is what it is.
Hey, one more part. One more part.
I'm honest with him and yeah. with you.
I'm being honest with you and with her.
And with, yeah.
Well, in his case, I'm being honest with him and with him.
That's what he said. Yeah.
That was just not necessary to yeah. include that, but yeah.
I think you know better.
Jerry or Fern, you want to do one more and then
yeah,
we should be we good should. After that.
Oh, we got a couple more, dog. All
right, let's do it.
This is the GOAT, fool. Juan Gabriel, one of the greatest composers of all time. I'm a huge yes. fan of this man, dog. I can't.
Hell yeah. What you feeling right now?
I'm thinking Inocente por Amigo is pretty good, right?
Inocente por Amigo. It's a great...
Yeah. And that's mariachi, bro. Oh, I got one more after this. I got a good one after this.
So, do you want to run through this one real quick? Just generally what it's saying, what...
Like, it's almost like a good riddance type of song.
I love the intro. With like,
oh,
the
I like that on me. Yeah, like, yeah, we're yeah, very
yeah,
similar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you can't fool me.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing, you know?
Because I'm the same way.
Yeah, because I'm the exact...
Yeah, that's true. That's what's dope about that part. That's a dope... Yeah.
Y'all getting fired up right now.
Yeah, but you know what? I feel with that because I'm Aquarius, dog. And I was dating this Aquarius... I was dating this Aquarius chick for a while, fool. And that chick was a fucking savage, bro. Just like me, dog.
Yeah.
And that bitch, like, everything I did, she knew how to do. Like, she did everything I would do.
Damn.
Like, she had all the same, like, I'm going out with my friends. Oh, I met up with this guy, but nothing happened. That's me. I say the same thing. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I was just hanging with my friend. Oh, yeah, there was girls there, but nothing happened. She did the same shit. Everything I would say, that bitch was also an Aquarius, dog. And I was like, and I would say this. I go, dog. Come on, you sound just like me, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
You sound like you're the girl version of me, fool. Like, ¿para qué las damos pendejos, wey?
Yeah.
Si te pareces tanto a mí, wey. Like, I know what you're doing, fool. But you now you got this new guy, this fucking idiot. No. He's falling in love with you, what a dumbass. Hell yeah, fool. It's a jam right here, dog.
Yeah. This is a drinking song.
Yeah.
Great drinking song, too.
Yeah. Both of y'all crazy. Y'all both laughing at me. Shit. No, y'all fuck. I'm over you, dog. Like, I can see right through you, fool. I can see what you're doing, dog. And I've been there, too, dog. It's a trip, fool.
What's the next one you had?
I got No Vale La Pena. I like this one. This is a cool song. I like what it says, dog. Like, this isn't worth it for me. Like, the love you're giving me in return is not enough.
Yeah.
You're giving me very little. It doesn't fulfill my needs. And this one goes hard for a lot of people right out there. I think a lot of people go through this, vice versa, right? Especially women. I get this a lot from girls. Like, you're not around as much. You're always out. You're never home. You're always on the road.
Yeah.
I get that. And so I get that old, I'm not getting
so
enough of
you. This is dedicated to you a lot.
You don't have time for you? Yeah, this one's been dedicated to me very many times. And when I listen to these words, I'm like, yeah, I get what they're saying. Yep. Tus distantecitas are always away. I almost never see you. Your intentions are good. You have good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's taking that away from you. But I want more. It's not worth it for my heart. This, like, random part-time love you give me.
Yeah. Oh, this is a great song. Great, great song.
You're always in my heart. But then I physically only see you every once in a while. But yeah, you're always in my heart. It's not worth it, dog. Just take note of that. Okay, whatever you've given me is just a misery. It's very little. Very little, very little, few kisses. And I'm very much in love with you. And I'm not getting much in return. It's not worth it for me. I'm sorry. This love, part-time love, is just not worth it, dog.
This is like, did y'all see those clips of...
Story of my life.
Like Gilbert Gottfried reading like 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, I've seen that.
This is kind of like what's going on right now.
Rest in peace of Gilbert Gottfried. Rest in peace of Gilbert Gottfried. Gilbert Gottfried was, I'm not just saying it because he passed away, but he's low-key one of my favorites. Not stand-up comedians, but just comedians,
personality.
Dog. Yeah, personalities. He was awesome, bro. Awesome.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Another song or two or...
Nah.
Oh, how are you feeling, Jerry?
I'm good. We could go a couple more,
yeah,
fool.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go. Fool,
Juan Costumbre. Guys is shit, can dog. You play Costumbre?
Oh, hell yeah, dog. Oh, Costumbre is shit, dog.
that
this is another like cheater shit, right?
Yeah.
This is more of
oh yeah, like when you get tired of
no, this is more like
we're
just used to each other. It's not love anymore. You know what? This one is in El Palacio de Bellas Artes in Mexico. He had 6 shows. And that kind of that place, they don't let anybody go in there and play. So he had 6 shows. This was in the 80s.
Yeah.
And
it's like Carnegie Hall.
Yeah, know? Pretty much.
It's like Carnegie Hall. Yeah.
And for me, I'm trying to find this anywhere online or something where it's the whole concert. And I can't find it anywhere. I would pay to watch this.
No way. Yeah, but there's no video footage of it?
Footage of it, like little songs here and there. Yeah. But I haven't found it anywhere. If somebody could help out, send me the link. Yeah. Because I would love to just see the whole concert.
Yeah, because like French saying, it was considered like lowbrow. Or not, like it's like prestigious music. Plays at...
Prestigious. Or it's like a classic...
bullshit.
Music or... But... I hate this intro. I think this is the song. Oh yes, this is it. The intro. He's trying to say something, and then everybody said like, because he says, the first 25 years of my music, you know, we played all my classics right now. It's we're recording it right now. So when the day that I die, and he was gonna say something, and everybody's like no, no te vas a morir, kind of shit. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, okay, pues un día me tengo que ir, and he's like, no. Everybody's going crazy. And I'm like, fuck, just let him talk. He was gonna say something. And then he goes, si, pues si la gente dice que no, pues es que no. So it's like, fuck. It just missed an opportunity to get more out of him or whatever he was trying to explain, but he never explains it because people are fucking it up in the beginning. Can't forget me.
Even if you try, you can't get over me. You're always gonna come back. You're always one, and then the next time you will be back. You're always gonna come back. It's not that it's love anymore. You're just used to this.
You're used to me and you.
You're complacent. It's not even love, dog.
Yeah.
It, love doesn't bring you back.
No. It's just you're used to me.
Yeah.
Your
habit.
Your habit. Yeah.
Yep. Habit. Damn. It's just a habit.
This is too raw right now.
Yep. Yeah. You probably have like a spite against me.
Resentment.
And I too have nothing left for us, but we're stuck together, duh. Damn, story of my life.
Fuck, dude.
A habit is stronger than love.
Yeah.
This our habit here is just stronger than love. Whatever we have here is just, it's not even love, dog. It's just, there's a lot of couples like that, fool.
Yeah, oh, for real.
A lot
shit.
Of fucking couples like
exactly.
that,
though.
Trade up.
It's a dope fucking, it's a beautiful, it's just the lyrics, bro. This beautiful songs, fool. The last one I wanted to talk about is Yo No Nací Para Amar, a very famous song. Oof. It's a very famous song, fool. So we got to definitely talk about that one. This is a guy about a man who's just giving up on love.
On life. Just,
on life. Yo No Nací Para Amar. So this is a classic song we're all very familiar with.
Yes.
Basically a song about a man who's just giving up on everything. Most specifically on love, fool. He's just, you know what? I give up. I wasn't born to love. I wasn't born to be loved.
Yeah.
I'm over it. I'm done. I've done trying. I've tried everything.
Yeah, at the beginning, the intro, like, at 16, you know.
Yeah. At 16, he's giving up at love.
I mean, he grew up, like, all the homies were fast. Having girls, yeah. And I didn't. Yeah, he was waiting.
Lo esperé, huh?
Yeah.
He's talking to a man right there, dog.
He's talking about love, waiting situation. For...
Then I found you.
He saw
how they were doing. Yeah. Basically, they're growing up. They're turning into men. Everyone with their loved one next to them. They're all happy. All in love. Everyone except me. Menos yo. Una soledad.
It's crazy, dude. Like all his songs are so fucking good, dude.
Cada vez más triste y más oscura, man. Every day just more sadder and darker is what I lived. And at that time, everyone was asking, I would just, everyone's asking, what's wrong with you? What's going on? How come you haven't found nobody? And I would just answer everybody, I wasn't born to love. I wasn't, no one was born for me. I was just a dreamer. Yo no nací para amar, nadie nació para mí. Mis sueños nunca se volvieron realidad. I was a dreamer, but yet my dreams never came true, fool.
Damn.
Damn.
Fuck.
I've always looked for love, but I've never found it. I never found the love I always wanted. I waited for it, and I waited for it everywhere. And everywhere I went, I looked for love, but it never arrived. Yeah. Love never found me. No one was born to love me. No one in this world was brought here to love me. No one. Imagine there's 7 billion people in this world and nobody loves me. Dog. Nobody.
It's not them.
I wasn't born. I realized I was not born to love or loved or to be loved. Man, this motherfucker, dog.
The instrumentation almost feels like a Western movie or something. Like,
yeah, it is a little Western.
Like he's trying to... He's about to duel with his inability to love.
They already slapped with the glove. They're waiting.
All right, let's wrap it up here, dog.
Yeah, we ran long here, guys.
Yeah, hell yeah. He's deserved it. Definitely deserved, man. Juan Gabriel is like the aunt you always wanted.
Yes.
I would have loved to meet this man, dog. Honestly, I would have loved to meet him. Obviously, I never met him. I've never really heard anything bad about him. But he can be a little diva-ish, of course. And he's most deserving, right? He's flamboyant, his style. He is weird. Like, I'm saying I will let it slide, right? I will let that slide for a little bit. But I would have loved to meet him, fool. I would love to meet that fool.
Wish he was still here.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah. At the very least, to write music, dog. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
And I hear there's a lot of unreleased music from him.
Really?
No, there's a lot of unreleased music, a lot of unreleased tracks of his, dog.
Oh, wow.
So that's hopefully cool. That's true. And we'll continue to do that. He actually got to do a lot of duets before he passed away.
Correct.
I believe with Pepe Aguilar.
Yeah, it was an album duets.
With Marco Antonio Solís. I believe he sang La Diferencia, güey.
No. With Vicente.
I think with Vicente he sang La Diferencia.
Yeah.
Marco Antonio Solís, I forgot which one he sang.
It's a duets album, so.
And yes, check that
it's
out.
Cool.
Full.
This is the Jose. I'll end with this. Is Jose Jose.
Jose Jose.
Pasa.
I would love Jose Jose.
Yeah, you do.
Hell yeah.
I'm not a
Jose
big
Jose is the shit, dude. I love Jose Jose.
I heard he was a little bit of a jerk.
Yeah. Well, he was just an alcoholic drunk. Yeah. Dude, that man really like screwed himself up, like his whole life up for
women,
for everything,
drugs,
alcohol. Like he had, he lost his voice, dude.
Next season,
he couldn't talk anymore, dude. He lost it all.
Yeah, I could do next season for sure, dog. He has the hits.
He has
la trayectoria. Ay, 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 ay. Trayectoria. Been wanting to use that word all season. But finally, dog, I was able to make it happen, dog. Yes.
So this is written by Juan Gabriel for Jose Jose. All right, anything else, fellas? Anything else come to mind before we wrap it up here? Might have to do a part two, like with Tigres.
For real,
maybe, dog. Hopefully, yeah, that'd be good.
Yo, but do yourself a favor, look up Juan Gabriel YouTube shit. Yeah, there's a lot of good shit on YouTube for him. A lot of concerts, I think live performances from him.
Like an unauthorized documentary in there too. That's like probably an hour and a half. That's pretty good. It gives you a little bit more backstory of what happened to him when he was a kid. So it's pretty good.
Dope. I'll check that out, fool.
So follow us. We should be on every single platform. If we're not on your podcast platform, send us a message. Send Jerry a message. But you should be able to find us on there. Tragos Amargos Podcast. Watch the YouTube.com/comedianJerryG. You can watch the episodes there. I definitely recommend you check it out on YouTube so you can watch Jerry and Fern, but mostly Jerry. Like he said, his nipples pop out and everything. So definitely check it out on YouTube. There's playlists, links, a bunch of other shit in the show notes for the episodes. I think that should be it. Anything else before we sign off here?
Just hope you guys enjoyed this episode because we sure did.
Hell yeah, this is a good one, dog.
Cool. All right, we'll catch y'all on the next one.
All right.
Peace. Wait.
Damn, Fred's all about this one. Love this fucking jam.
All right, yeah. Aunque con muy poco amor y me